Taking on Radio Whitey Talk Radio on both sides of the dial, from Cross Plains to Cottage Grove. Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM.
Back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everybody to go to the Devil Radio website and download our app. Or go to the Apple or Google store and download our app. Take Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. It's the easiest, quickest way to listen to Devil Radio. We have a statewide reach. Statewide reach through our app. Download the app. And while you're at it, there is a link requested by many of you that says support Devil Radio. Many people who listen to Devil Radio realize we're the only real hard-hitting station in the state that stands up to the more than 80 right-wing, anti-democracy, conservative broadcasts. And there are others who stand up. NPR is very good too, but you do not hear the same level of discussion, the same language, and the same aggressiveness as you do on this station. And many of us here think that it's very important to get this message out. Very important to get the message out. Okay, I want to go to the infrastructure fight. What, am I going to have to keep talking about this every day till Christmas? I mean, the infrastructure fight, it's been going on. It seems like a no-brainer to me. $1 trillion bill for the hard infrastructure. It's actually $1.2 trillion. It's over 10 years. So it's about $100 to $120 billion a year. And half of that has already been allocated in money that was reserved for COVID fighting. So really, the expense is something like $50 to $60 billion a year out of a large budget. And this is to rebuild our bridges, airports, roads, water systems, rural broadband. I mean, it's a no-brainer. But the devil's in the details. The other infrastructure bill is the so-called $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill, which has gotten a bad rap. It's not $3.5 trillion. It's over 10 years. It's $350 billion a year. And yes, that's a large number, but it's not an undoable number when you think of what it does. It will provide a college education for everybody in the country who can't afford it. First 2 years of college, community college, and I'm hoping they extend it to any university, for instance, like in the UW system. That's number one. Number two, child care, humane child care, so kids don't get abused and women can work. That's number two, Medicare, providing things like hearing aids, eye care, and so on. You know, people in the Republican Party opposed Medicare when it came in the 60s. They opposed Medicaid. Did you know they opposed Social Security in 1935 when it went in under Roosevelt? Social Security said it was socialist. Then when it passed, they said, well, vote for us, throw Roosevelt out, and we'll improve it. They're not going to improve it. I mean, this is like Jack the Ripper saying, I'm going to improve police services in London. Are you kidding me? You don't vote for these guys. They opposed Social Security. Ron Johnson, the senator from Wisconsin, publicly said that Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. What's a Ponzi scheme? It's a guy named Charles Ponzi back in the 20s. This is in Boston, Massachusetts. And he sold investments. And oddly, I enjoyed it in a sense. I took depositions in that building at a law firm. It's the infamous building that Ponzi operated out of. And I kept thinking, my God, this is where this guy was. And he would say, here's an investment. I promise you, say 10% ironclad for life. So you invest, and then other people invest. And then some of you say, well, I think I'll take my money out. And he goes, okay. And he pays you with money other people are putting in. It's all BS. Sometimes there isn't even investment. Sometimes it might be a water theme park in Texas that nobody goes to, you know, this kind of thing. And it only catches up with you when finally enough people redeem and he doesn't have enough suckers buying in. And you remember Bernie Madoff, that's basically what he did too. Ron Johnson said that Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. That's false, by the way. It's not. And but very, very hurtful and destructive, because when you have a U.S. senator saying that, that permits people in the far right of the Republican Party to start chipping away at Social Security, chipping away at it, scaling it back, ultimately getting rid of it. You know, another guy was George W. Bush. Everybody goes, oh, he was great. Compared to Trump, he was great. No, he wasn't. He was a bad president. And one of the things he wanted to do was privatize Social Security and voucherize Medicare. He wanted to give everybody a $10,000 voucher for health insurance, and you're on your own. Well, good luck. A lot of fly-by-night insurance companies that come up, take your 10 grand, then nickel and dime you on coverage, and unless you had a lawyer in the family, you'd end up dying because you had no medical care. And privatizing Social Security, say, all right, put it on the private securities market and let the wolves of Wall Street, you know, bid to manage it for you. And they take a 2% fee and they take a percentage of your gain and they put you in risky investments like derivatives and swaptions and stamps, subordinated tax advantage, municipal put securities and a lot of stuff. And then suddenly they call and say, regrettably, 3/4 of your money just got lost. You know, Republicans have ingenious ways to steal money. I mean, I can only put it that way. Republican cannot be trusted with money. I mean, it's as simple as that. And so that's what you got. Now, on this infrastructure fight, the $3.5 trillion, you have two senators, Manchin of West Virginia, Sinema of Arizona. Sinema says she won't vote for it at all. Manchin says he'll vote for it at $1.5 trillion, not $3.5. And, you know, a year ago, he said $2.5 trillion. And several years before that, he said $4 trillion. He's bobbing and weaving, dancing, soft shoe, trying to sneak around West Virginia politics and look moderate. Who knows what he wants to do? But here's the deal. I think that the progressives are making a mistake. They have said they won't vote for anything under $3.5 trillion. They won't vote for it if it has the Hyde Amendment, unless the Hyde Amendment is repealed. That's the Hyde Amendment, says you can't use tax dollars to pay for abortions. The workaround around that in the Democratic Party is Planned Parenthood provides them, and the federal government provides money to Planned Parenthood, and that's worked. So to hold hostage this entire infrastructure on this how many angels dance on the head of a pin type stuff is crazy, very, very crazy. The other thing is the tactics of the left, you know, going into the bathroom and videoing Sinema going to the bathroom. They didn't stick the camera under the stall. If they'd done that, it's a felony. I believe it's a crime to even go in the bathroom. It's certainly disorderly conduct. They should not have done it. Schumer denounced it. Others have denounced it. I don't think Biden denounced it sufficiently. He said he opposed it, but it happens. Well, you know, he should not have said that. Should not have said that. All they've done is really tick off Sinema, and she may not vote for it all. And Biden had, and the progressives won't vote for the hard infrastructure unless the soft one passes first and in the Senate. Biden was asked yesterday, do you have the votes? And he said, I have only 48 senators. Basically he's saying two of my senators are really Republicans, Sinema and Manchin. He can't create votes when they're not there. I say he can't create votes when they are not there. He said, I have 48 votes. Here's what's going on. You want to hear how sausage is made? I'm going to tell you how sausage is made. I like sausage. There's nothing like a good bratwurst. I'll tell you what, I like lamb sausage. You get a good lamb sausage, that is an excellent sausage. Italian sausage, Polish sausage, chorizo, all this stuff. Excellent, excellent. But you do not want to see it made. So here's what's going on behind the scenes. Biden has privately told people, and this is a disclosure, you'll see it in some media, but not all media. He's privately told the Democrats they're going to have to get to a bill of $1.9 to $2.3 trillion. In other words, something like two-thirds of what he asked for. And I think that's smart. That'll get the job done. But the progressives have to go along with it. And the progressives have to wake up and say, all right, you don't like the Hyde Amendment, right? Nobody likes the Hyde Amendment. We have a workaround right now. Do not trash all the infrastructure over theological disputes over what you want that have nothing to do with infrastructure. And secondly, I'm going to tell you this. The hard infrastructure has to pass. For the progressives to say, we beat Pelosi, we're not going to do it. All they did is stab the trades and the labor unions who are going to get good union jobs to rebuild our infrastructure. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine.